Richard Scrushy is joining us on the telephone this morning. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Think about this. Here you are. You get a not guilty. You may be exonerated, but you're not vindicated. See, it takes time to heal and to get your name back. After somebody has attacked you, the way the federal government attacked me and the things they accused me of, but yet they had no proof. When they do their opening statement, they say, we're going to prove all of these things, and they say all these ugly things about you. And then they fail to prove any of them. You know, you hear all of that, and the problem is that the public and the media is not very forgiving. So, you know, even though you were found not guilty, people still want to hold you guilty. And like you said, that's hard on your family. It's hard to get started again. It's devastating. You know, I've got 9 children. I've got 5 grandchildren. You know, we try to have a life. My kids are persecuted, and everywhere they go, it's not an easy thing for you to overcome. And you know, we're trying real hard. We just try to raise our children. We're a very normal family. We like, you know, to go out and eat hamburgers and hot dogs like everybody else. I was raised with wonderful Christian parents in a small town in Alabama. My family's from down in the Wiregrass originally. We're just easygoing folks. I'm a country boy. I made it good. You're right. I made it good, but I worked very hard to get there because my family didn't have anything. I didn't have a silver spoon. Nobody ever gave us a dime. My dad, you know, worked hard, worked with his hands. I mean, you could look at his hands and you could tell he was a man that worked with his hands, and that's what I knew. And so for us to build something that we could all be proud of in the state of Alabama, and you know, create 50,000 jobs. The payroll that we had at the company was over $1 billion. I mean, we paid more taxes than anybody. We were a good company. We did a lot of great things. We had some people that were corrupt in the company, accounting folks that did some things that were wrong. They've been found out. They're going to serve time in jail for it. You know, I was not involved in that. I mean, you got 50,000 people. It's very easy for people under you to do corrupt things and you not know about it. Look, people have trouble figuring out what their 16-year-old daughter's doing, okay? So, you know, and they live with them every day. You know, I made the comment that people are married. They brush their teeth out of the same sink every morning, sleep in the same bed, and their spouse is running around on them, and they don't even know it. So it's easy to have an accountant working for you that's corrupt when your outside accountants are telling you that everything is fine and that your accounting is good and you got good systems and they're signing off on it. I mean, you got a corrupt guy down there. I mean, it can happen. And there really were only just a handful. Out of 50,000 employees, you got 4 or 5 people that are corrupt. That can happen. So, you know, trying to rebuild our life now with this is very difficult. But what we want to do is we want to get out of this mess we're in here. We want to try and live our life the best we can. And, you know, it's hard. And I don't know that you'll ever overcome it. But we just keep hoping and praying that, you know, you got to put it in the right place. And, you know, you just have to pray about it and hope that someday you'll be able to pull out of this. And it's just hard to do. We're doing everything we can. We're trying hard. Again, what do you do?
If these findings are upheld, what kind are you looking at possibly serving? How long?
Sure, who knows? I mean, you know,
what's
up
the worst?
To the judge. You know, all that's up to the judge.
You don't.
You know, if you fail on the Rule 29, you fail on the new trial. If we have a new trial, we'll win that trial. We will win that trial. I can tell you that right now because we know what the prosecutors have done. We see their tricky games. And we'll make sure that all the evidence is put on. Every bit of the evidence that needs to be put on a jury will understand this time. Because, see, we won't be in a trial. This trial wouldn't last but a week. I wouldn't be thrown in with 3 other guys and 9 weeks of complex RICO and racketeering stuff. See, all that inference got thrown over on me. I won't be in that. This would be an easy, quick trial. All you're talking about is one contribution. And I never had a meeting with the governor ever. Never had a quid pro quo. It wouldn't take but a day or two, and this thing would be over with. And so, you know, if we get a new trial, that jury won't be worn out. They'll be fresh. They'll be able to see what the truth is, and we'll walk out of this thing. And that's what we've got to pray for.
Do you still have the place at Lake Martin?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, we have the place at Lake Martin. We've had to fight the legal battles. We've sold a lot of things. But, you know, I built that house myself. I didn't have a contractor, so I take a lot of a lot of pride in it because it was something that I designed and something I built myself. So with a friend of mine and so, you know, even though it's a fairly sizable house, you know, it didn't cost that much because I didn't pay anybody, you know, and we put all the right things into it and tried to keep the cost down. But my family enjoys it. I have all my children. My grandchildren are able to go there, and it's kind of a place where we can get away and kind of forget some of the things that we're going through.
Richard, we appreciate your time
yes.
this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I really do appreciate it. Y'all
okay.
have a great day.
We can talk to you again soon. Thank you very much. Richard Scrushy with us here on the Wake Up Call. How about that?
That was good.